It has been a brisk winter day across our area. Temperatures this afternoon have moved up into the 20s to around 30 degrees, which really is not cold for this time of year. Though when we have those occasional gusts of wind, it does make it feel a few degrees cooler. We also have a few snow showers out and about this afternoon. Most areas have been dry, but at times we've seen a few flakes fall. Now, as expected, that band of lake effect snow, which was pretty intense at times yesterday, has shifted more to the north and is kind of shrunken back closer to the Great Lakes, to Lake Ontario. So we're not dealing with those squall-type snows that we had in spots yesterday, but every so often we have had a few snowflakes fly this afternoon. Moving into tonight, we will see a warm front approach from the southwest, and that will keep us variably to mostly cloudy. And at times, we have the potential to see some snow showers or perhaps even a few patches of freezing drizzle. Temperatures tonight will be really not cold for this time of year, mainly in the 20s through our area. Some teens are possible in the colder pockets across the north, and a few spots across the south may hold in the lower 30s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we will be several degrees milder as that warm front passes through the area. Temperatures are expected to climb up through the 30s, even into the 40s in some spots. We should be right around the 40-degree mark in the capital region. We're looking at a blend of clouds and some sun. It'll be a little bit brighter from the capital region on south and across the north as that warm front does work through during the day. There is the chance for a couple of snow showers or some flurries. Then we work into the weekend and we watch a couple of rather intense coastal storms. The first one will pass well to our southeast on Saturday, but there's really not a great deal of cold air available, so it's a path that typically would bring some snow to our area. In this case, we're looking for rain primarily in our lower elevations and a wintry mix in the higher elevations and in spots north and west of Albany. Temperatures on Saturday will be in the 30s to near 40. Another more intense storm looks to pass far enough offshore Sunday into Monday that it should be a miss, but it's something we'll keep an eye on. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a snow shower or some freezing drizzle, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a snow shower or some freezing drizzle, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of some spotty freezing drizzle, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a snow shower or some freezing drizzle, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, high around 40. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain with a wintry mix north and west of Albany and in the higher elevations, high in the 30s to near 40. On Sunday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.